Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Emmy-nominated actor, my man Rob Lowe. Welcome back to the show, buddy. How you been?
I've been great. How are you doing, man? You staying dry in all the weather?
Yes. Been trying to stay dry. My house is a whole other situation. It's like biblical rain out here, but I think we're going to get through it. Thank you for asking. I want to talk about the game show that you've been hosting, The Floor, over on Fox. Out of the gate, strong kicking butt, buddy. What kind of feedback are you getting from people?
People are super obsessed. It's so, I mean, you know what it's like. You never know what project is going to catch on and what isn't. You just, you do the best you can do, and then it's up to the people to decide, and the people have voted. I can't walk anywhere without people thinking I'm going to tell them who's going to win, which I'm not. I am not going to tell you who's going to win The Floor. You just have to keep watching to find out.
I love game shows. There's no better feeling than giving people away money. It's the best.
It's so fun. And you know, it's like it at this point in you know, in what I'm been doing for so long, I want stuff that's fun and I want stuff that's new. And this world is a new world for me, and it's just a blast.
I love it. Anything you could tease us about regarding the final coming up later this month?
Oh my God. Well, I will tell you this. As we were shooting it, there were people who are grizzled game show veteran crew members, the people that actually make the show. And some of them had the day off the day we did the final. They came in on their day off. To watch the final. That's when I knew that we might have something special.
Yeah, whenever you get a jaded crew on board, that's a good sign.
Absolutely.
Sure. And one of the things that I think is so cool too, Rob, is like you said, you like to mix it up and keep it diverse. You have your podcast, which I've had the pleasure of being on. You're doing The Floor. Obviously, you're still acting. And you also have a show with your son called Unstable. What's the status of that show right now?
We just finished season two.
Congrats.
Of Unstable. Season one is streaming on Netflix. So if you haven't caught it, it's on Netflix right now, Unstable. And it's, you know, it's, I love hard old school comedies like 30 Rock, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, like laugh out loud, old school comedy. And that's what it is. And we just did the second season and it will be out on Netflix. They haven't announced when yet, but I'm guessing it'll probably be in the summer at some point.
Rob, I watched the entire first season over the course of a day when I had the flu last year. And while having the flu, I still laughed. So it is funny.
That's a good sign.
I mean, it's super funny. We have such funny. Fred Armisen is in it, who I think is one of the funniest people ever to live. And this year we have Lamorne Morris, who is so funny on New Girl, another show I love. And it's just, it's easy to be funny when you're surrounded by funny people. I can tell you that.
That's a good recipe right there. And there's nothing better than working with family. So that's cool. Yeah. You were so kind to deliver another round of Atkins snacks to the studio here. I was looking for my peanut butter cups, though. I got no peanut butter cups this time.
What do you got right there?
I got my vanilla macadamia nut. I got my like Reese's Pieces looking kind of candy.
Peanut butter candy.
Okay, peanut butter.
So the Reese's Pieces peanut butter are my current favorite.
Yeah.
As my New Year's resolution, I'm trying to eat less sugar. So I throw that in the freezer or the
refrigerator. I throw all my chocolate in the refrigerator all the time too. I like it cold.
Parallel lives.
Yeah. That one that you have right there is keeping me on my quest for a little less sugar this year.
Okay. That's going to be my move. Cause I do get a sweet tooth, but I always get it at night, have a little something.
And those are portioned out well too.
Yes.
So it's not too much.
Correct. It's a nice little portion. Okay. Good, man. Thank you so much again. I always appreciate you sending these. And Rob, we just had the Super Bowl, right? And I've always wondered, what was the story behind the meme of you in the NFL hat? What was the what was the story there?
So it's two things. One is, you know, I grew up in LA as you did, and for so many years we didn't have a team, or we'd have teams that would leave. And I flew to the game, and they had a selection of hats. And I had never seen that NFL kind of ref hat before.
Right.
And I was like, this is sick. I'm just going to wear this. And I never, ever thought, it's funny, I ran into Roger Goodell, the commissioner, recently. And we were both laughing at the kind of life that photo has taken. He goes, hey man, you're a fan of the Shield.
Yeah, a fan of the Shield. What's so great about it too is because there's a black hat, you had a black jacket, your arms crossed, and you had a stoic look on your face. Like, I'm as neutral as I can get right
now. For no one, you're rooting against no one.
It was the best. That's the best. Real quick, because I always love going back in the day with you. True, you auditioned for Kevin Bacon's Footloose role back in the day? If so, did you dance in the audition?
You had to dance in the audition, and I knew that movie was going to be a hit. The script was great. They had the music already done. The music was fantastic. I really wanted to do it. And there was a big dance-off on the Paramount lot, and all of the kind of young leading men had to dance to get in a group. We were all in a group, and it had been choreographed and rehearsed, and it ended with a knee slide across the floor, sort of towards the director and the studio president and everybody who's there to observe it. And so I sort of worked my way through it. I was doing okay. I'm not a great dancer, but I was fine. And I hit my knees and promptly blew out my ACL.
Oh, an injury. Whoa.
And they took me out of the soundstage on a stretcher.
Oh God!
I did not get Footloose.
They probably thought you were too fragile. Well, we can't insurance on this guy's going to be through the roof. We can't. That's a great story. You're one of my favorite people to talk to because I love all these stories. So I always appreciate you taking the time.
The last time he was on, he literally told us Tom Cruise knocked him out sparring.
That was the best. Meanwhile, I want everyone to check out The Floor if you haven't. It is Tuesdays on Fox. Rob, thanks so much for hanging out, buddy, and I'll see you later.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Okay, you got it. You too. On
with Mario Lopez.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids. No plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.